Good morning, it's Sarah Wallace. Welcome to your Thursday edition of Boots and Salutes. First, your internet news poll question today at cjwwradio.com. Do you seek health information and advice from websites on the internet, such as WebMD and the like? So far, 70% are saying no. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, hello. I'd like to send a big salute out to Rob at Freshco in Market Mall, also to his wife. We know behind every good man is a good woman. To the staff and to my fellow shoppers there who have helped me with my shopping. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Oh, man, the Braves game yesterday, for delay of game, 59 seconds left. I couldn't believe it. The ref is, I don't know where they get their training or where they get their glasses or the optometrists or whatever it is. They have some kind of bag of chips that they have in the back pocket that they can use. And my goodness, I needed counseling after the game. It was just unreal.
Yeah, it was a really tough loss last night. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, sir. I've got a big boot for Benice this morning at 7 o'clock on her coverage of that horrible shooting. She mentioned that only one leader gave a statement. Actually, every leader of every party yesterday in the House gave a statement, and the House was shut down. In fact, the Bloc gave it actually in English. And it's biased reporting like this that I would expect from CBC, not a local station.
Good morning. Just a reminder, no politics Thursday. Welcome to Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. Big salute to Brad Jacobs and Holman. I watched both games there, the one last night at 2 in the morning and the other one yesterday.
Yeah, those were some early games for the Curly at the Olympics.
They're at the top of their game. Good luck. Thank you.
You're welcome. More curling on the docket today at the Olympics. So far, Canada's got 5 medals, 3 bronze, 2 silver. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
2 things to address, Sharon. My heart goes out to those who got shot in the unfortunate BC tragedy at school. Just focus on those that were shot. Don't focus on the shooter. And a boot to those who forced Paul Brandt to withdraw from the Alberta Teachers Federation speech. He was just wanting to address human trafficking. That's a big thing in life, but fortunately, it's either pick a side, us versus them, and it shouldn't be that way.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Why, I want to boot Jack Racer for leaving his dog in the truck when he was the bingo.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Anybody that complains and bellyaches about any officials in any sports in this world and or any politician to this world, take your shoes off, go put them in their shoes or skates or whatever and have at it, because it's not an easy job.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, Sarah, I would like to salute all the families and all the people that are taking the time to grieve the shooting in BC. I think it's going to take a long time to grieve all these people, but it's just terrible what happens. And I just want to say my heart goes out to everybody that's affected by the shooting. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I got a big salute for the Fairfield Senior Center. You know, you people, you could always come and get a membership and play some cards 5 days a week. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Sarah. You know, I have a big boot for all the people that are so concerned about the killer in Tumbler Ridge. Who cares what pronoun he or she carried?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. I got 2 big salutes today. First one is for these workers that were out here last night with their leveling all the roads and getting rid of all the snow. Those guys work really hard, and the big salute goes out to them. And the other one goes out to that new girl on TV there, Julianne. She's such a person that just cheers everybody up when she comes on the air in the morning.
That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, you have a good day, and thank you very much.
You too. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Everybody have a good day. Blah, blah, blah.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, hi, Sarah. I just wanted to give a big salute to my neighbor, Terry Clausen. He's helped me out significantly since the big blister I've had on my right foot with shoveling the driveway and walking the dog. And he is a second to none neighbor. And so I just, with all the negativity with the booting, I wanted to give a salute out to Terry. And so, Terry, I hope you're listening, and thank you for everything and for helping me since I've had this big blister on my foot.
Oh, that's so wonderful. It's always nice having really good neighbors who can step up and help you when you need it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I would like to salute the Shelbrook Senior Elks for good clean sweep over the Cudworth and moving on, and boot that blah, blah, blah guy.
Well, we've got time for maybe one or two more phone calls here. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Blah, 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 Shelbrook.
You know what? That's where we're going to end your Thursday edition of Boots and Salutes.